have a pretty tough challenge in Arian Foster. I mean, can you just talk about that run game that they have?
No, he's a great running back. He's one of the better running backs I've seen in the league that can just find the hole that's not quite there yet. And he trusts his lineman, he trusts his fullback. And the way he can get through some of those holes, it's kind of magical a little bit. But for us, it's just being gap sound and just making sure we're not popping in and out of gaps and just, you know, just taking care of your responsibility.
With you know, McClain moving into John's spot.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you're in your natural place, right? I mean, you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be playing some Will, some Sam and stuff, so, and Mark is actually learning some of the positions as well. I mean, in our room, you have to learn dual positions. You're not locked in at one spot, so just for these unfortunate situations with injuries and everything, so, I mean, it's a next man up type of mentality.
I mean, you've been a guy who's played a lot.
Yeah.
You know, on defense, and this year you have not.
Yeah.
Has that been hard, and how much you may be looking forward to getting back on the field?
No, it hasn't been hard. I am really excited to get back on the field. If my number's called, if not, I know for myself that if I'm called in, I can play at a high level, and if not, then I'll contribute on special teams.
What does it say about the depth that you guys have at the position a little bit more now than last year? Last year, I mean, you were starting, and now, you know,
yeah, it's just
guys to go down for you to get in.
It's just, I mean, the room has gotten stronger. I've accepted another role, a different capacity this year, and I know I'll still get on the field in some ways, but obviously I'm not starting right now. I'm not hanging my head. I'm not cursing anybody else in the room and hoping injuries or anything like that happen. At the end of the day, I'm a team player, and whatever I can do to help the team win, that's what I'll do.
Spencer, Fitzpatrick in years past had been a turnover guy. Now this year he's got no turnovers through the first two games. What has changed about him?
I'd say it's just the offensive mentality and some of the plays that they're running is really, really optimize the quarterback, just throwing percentage and ratio percentage where the ball's coming out quicker. He's not really sitting in the pocket as much and getting hit as much. Some of the route concepts that we've seen, and especially having Arian Foster back there, is a plus.
Thank you. Are they still using a lot of that zone principles in the running game, a lot of stretch plays, or have they changed things up?
They still have some of the same mentality of what they've had in the past, but you can see they are utilizing Arian Foster a little bit more this year. I mean, like I said, he's a top 10 running back in the NFL.
I know you guys have played the Redskins a lot. They use a lot of same stretch principles on their runs and mm-hmm. more. Some of that similar stuff, does that help you?
It's similar. For us, we had some plays last week where some of those 10, 15-yard runs would have been negated if a guy would have stayed in his gap or didn't peek into another gap. So for us this week, the biggest key for us is just staying in gap and, you know, be gap sound.